Allen for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again, set across Clagan, left side, throw the block. Huron at match point again.
And he's looking right, going to throw it that far sideline.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Lane Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening in Sioux Falls tonight. Huron Tigers, Sioux Falls Lincoln Patriots high school boys basketball makeup from just about 2 weeks ago on February 12th when the wind chills first came in earnest. We had Huron boys and girls home and away with Lincoln. Had to postpone both, and the makeups are on different dates, which I like. That way I can do both games. Boys tonight here in Lincoln. The girls coming up, I think, 3 weeks from tonight, middle of February. These two teams very tight in that middle of the pack in AA boys. Lincoln comes in with a record of 5-6. Huron at 6-5 on the season. Huron Tigers easily coming off their toughest performance of the season. They were dismantled by Watertown up in Watertown on Tuesday. One day to think about it, and now we are back and then getting back into the groove of it here tonight. Sometimes when you have a game like that, you want to just get back on the court. Tigers shot very poorly, especially from the three. I think the final official total was 1 of 21 on threes, and that computes to about 4%. Sioux Falls Lincoln, they have one starter back from last year's team that, well, I thought they were going to make a run at the state championship, but lost in the semifinals. They do have some bench players from last year now starting this year. Of course, they had that great football team, and a number of those football players are on the court here tonight. They will play full court physical defense. See how our Tigers react to that as we get into the game here this evening. Talk to both coaches, Jeff Halseth, head coach of Lincoln, and our own Tim Budnagan. We'll talk to both coaches next after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
As a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Okay, set for our pregame here. Sioux Falls Lincoln hosting our Huron Tigers boys basketball tonight. Postponed from a couple of weeks ago. Jeff Halseth back as head coach of Lincoln. They come in with a record of 5-6 on the season. And, coach, just past midway point of the season, your thoughts on this season? Well, I don't think he really had yet one returning starter, but you did have some guys that played significant minutes last year.
Yeah, we're not a totally inexperienced team. We got some kids that can score that may not be as good on defense. We got some kids that are great defenders, not the best of scoring, so we're just still working on trying to find that balance of our defense and our scoring guys to come together. And we're still working on it.
Looks like you got a little size, and Bud says you have a little muscle, too.
Got a lot of football players on our team. We have just a lot of good athletes, a lot of football players. So they play hard, they play physical. Sometimes they get some stuff done, sometimes they don't get something done. So it's a matter of what team's going to show up tonight.
What type of team do you put out there? What do they like to do?
They like to pressure. And like I said, sometimes we're good at it and sometimes we're not good at it. But they still want to do it. And I'm not going to stop them from doing it as long as we can keep it somewhat less chaotic at times and a little bit more structured. Then they're a pretty good team.
Scouting report on the Huron Tigers.
Got some kids that can shoot the ball pretty good. They got the freshman kid is pretty good. They got the 6'8 kid is pretty good. One of their point guards, number 24, he's a pretty good player. They got some kids that can play. And they play hard, not just on one side of the ball. They play hard on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
And I know Bud has said, too, and this goes back our last couple of games, and I'm sure you see it, too, boy, there's a whole bunch of us just bunched together there right in the middle of AA, and Lincoln and Huron are two of them.
Yeah, and I think right now it looks like Mitchell and Harrisburg are kind of trying to separate themselves, but you know, we played Mitchell to 6 points and had a chance late in the fourth quarter to really put that one away too. Harrisburg got us early, so I think it's a wide open AA field this year.
Jeff Halseth, head coach of Lincoln. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
For this Huron Tiger moment, one of the most famous boys basketball games in history was the 1973 Class A Championship game. The Huron Tigers, led by 7-foot Brian Shanks, played Yankton, led by 6'11" Chad Nelson. While the two big men dominated the headlines, it was Jim Stevens hitting a shot at the end of the game to give the Tigers the state title, 50-48.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Back here at Lincoln, getting set for our boys game tonight here on Tiger Sioux Falls Lincoln Patriots. Tigers at record of 6-5 now. Tough loss on Tuesday to Watertown, and by tough loss, coaches, really, you said it before, kind of our first dud of the season. Watertown just took it to us and we couldn't stop them.
No, we just, for whatever reason, we didn't play very well, so that comes down to coaching. I didn't have them ready. We didn't coach very well. Pat coached us. He had his guys ready. They did a nice job. They moved the basketball on offense, played great D on defense, took whatever we wanted to do away. So we had to go back to the drawing board yesterday. Hopefully we're going to play our tails off today.
And when I look at it, just looking at the roster, Lincoln may come out a little similar to Watertown, except Lincoln has a little more size.
Yeah, they do. They got the 6'6 kid in the middle, very athletic. Their guards get up into you. They're going to double trap you wherever you go on the court. They're going to make it miserable for you. They just want to wear you down so you make that tired mistake, and then all of a sudden they got a layup. So we got to make sure that we're under control. We're coming back to the ball, because if you break the press, then you got an easy one at the other end. So we got to be disciplined enough to come back to the ball, not make a lazy pass, get our mind right, knowing that they're going to, you know, bump us and knock us off our court, off our path to the basket. But we got to be strong enough to finish and make a good pass.
And also just make some shots. We really struggled with that, obviously, in Watertown on Tuesday. And just like the snowball can roll our way when we're making shots, same thing can happen the other way, and that's what happened Tuesday.
Well, when it's damage control time, when they've hit a couple shots in a row, we just didn't get into anything to get a good shot. I didn't set a good screen to get a teammate open. I didn't tell a teammate, hey, you got to get down to the box. We need an easy basket this possession. Those are the things that we got to communicate to each other, and we got to figure that out on the court. We just didn't do that for Tuesday night. We were quiet. We didn't look good in the locker room to begin the game with. They said they were ready. I believed them. So now hopefully we're all on the same page tonight.
And finally, just what we said the last couple of games, we're 6-5. Lincoln's 5-6. Just part of the bunch of teams there in the middle.
Yeah, what we're going to do now is we're not going to focus on record. We're just going to focus on playing well. I think there is too much, okay, if we win this game, this is what happens. We lose this game, we're not going to worry about winning or losing. We're going to worry about being successful. What happens if we're successful this game and then get to the next game? So we're just going to focus in on this game, focus in one possession at a time. That's the only thing that we can control.
Tim Budnick, an head coach of the Huron Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hey, Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Trey Swens, 10, guard, junior.
Colt McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
TJ Gainey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Forrest, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Kobe Holfer, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Thurston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
He's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. Back at Sioux Falls Lincoln High School, we're getting set for boys basketball here on Tigers. Sioux Falls Lincoln Patriots make-up game from January 12th. Only a make-up we've had to have so far this basketball season. It'd be nice if it just stayed that way. We do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lower levels today. Sioux Falls Lincoln took care of business in both the JV and the sophomore JV game. Lincoln picked up a 68-36 win over Huron. Sophomore game, 2 points less for each team. Sophomores, Lincoln wins 66-34. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Tomorrow night, we're back to a wrestling mode here on Tigers, hosting up here. That is a 6 o'clock start at the arena. Tomorrow night, we'll be on the air at about 5:40 with the pre-match girls followed by boys. We'll have a full duel up here, one of the few teams in girls wrestling that has a full roster. So any place Huron can put a girl in to wrestle, Pierre will have a girl to wrestle them. So girls followed by the boys. Busy night of wrestling tomorrow night here on Tiger 95. It's like getting set for the national anthem. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, and then we will return here to the Lincoln Gymnasium for starting lineups and opening tip-off of our game. Again, timeout is 2 minutes on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And again, good evening, everyone. Back at Sioux Falls Lincoln High School, I'm Jeff Duffy as we get set for Huron Tiger Boys basketball. Huron and Sioux Falls Lincoln makeup game from a couple of weeks ago. Here's the starters for Lincoln, their head coach Jeff Halseth. They have a record of 5-6. Edison Knoll is a 6-foot junior. Tate Schaefer, a 6'1 senior. Schaefer, the only returning starter from last year. Jack Smith, a 6'1 senior. Braxton Moore, a 6'4 senior. And Gary Crow is a 6'6 senior. For the Huron Tigers, head coach is Tim Budnagan. They come in with a record of 6-5. Tonight starting Colton McNeil, a 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6-foot senior. C.J. Gainey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. Anderson Porish is a 6'3 freshman. Tim Budnagan, the head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers at 6-5, Lincoln at 5-6. Both teams played Tuesday. Lincoln lost a tight one to inner-city rival Washington, 53-50. And, of course, Huron had a struggle all night long up in Watertown, losing to the Arrows. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game tonight, Matt Heeb, Luke Langner, and Patrick Spellmeyer. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Doing a little hype video here for Lincoln, so let's take a 30-second timeout, see if we're a little closer to tip-off. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
In 24 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And again, back here at Sioux Falls Lincoln, and well, the hype video just got done. I guess they should have taken a longer break there. But hey, we'll be tipping off here shortly for the Tigers and the Patriots. Next week, a busy week, home and away with Roosevelt on Tuesday. Here, the boys are at home, the girls are on the road, so girls on KOKK, the boys here on Tiger 95. Then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, doubleheaders out west. Spearfish on a Friday night and Sturgis on Saturday afternoon. First time we've had the doubleheaders with the West River schools this year at Rapid City and two here on back before Christmas. So a lot of travel in the plans for next week. I mentioned wrestling tomorrow night, hosting Pier next Thursday. Huron will host Watertown in wrestling. We'll have that duel on the air as well on Tiger 95. Huron in their road black with orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. Lincoln in their home white with the Columbia blue letters, numbers, and trim. A little red stripe on the shorts. Huron coming towards me and Lincoln away from me for the first half of play. The tip is tipped all the way out of bounds, and oh, they're going to give it to Huron. It looked pretty much to me like Blake Elwine definitely tipped that ball out of bounds. It was tipped at center, and then nobody touched it. And if they're going to stay, it's here on ball. Pretty sure that should have went to Lincoln, but, well, just start the game, so not like we have any controversy there. Here on with the ball first as we get underway. Left side Porridge goes baseline Elwine, flip back on the baseline to Moding, tapped away from Elwine. Elwine now on the drive, kicks out. McNeil, three off the right wing, got it. Colt McNeil opens the scoring with a three ball on the right wing. 1 minute after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Noel will bring it in the front court, find Schaefer. Flip it to the left side, Braxton Moore. Inside, nice low post move. Got it to Gary Crow underneath, kind of a cutback. We're 3-2 now. Huron's lead cut to one, and a steal on the press by Gary Crow. Now he'll drive, kick it out. Nice catch, Schaefer. He'll launch the three, got it. And Lincoln quickly takes a 5-3 lead, a two, and then a steal, and they hit a three. Full court pressure. We'll see this from Lincoln. Moaning in the backcourt, still trapping on him. McNeil looks up ahead, got to get rid of it. Does get across the timeline. Get it inside to Elwine, ball deflected and going to be stolen by Jack Smith. Noel into the front court. Little shoulder fake. Moding stays with him. Flip to Schaefer in the corner. Shoots over Porish. That three is short, and McNeil up high with the rebound. Porish now McNeil. McNeil lobs it up ahead. Porish, top of the key, drives into the paint. Ball knocked away. Lincoln very quick, and they have forced a couple of turnovers here already. Schaefer stops. Flips back to Crow. Crow one dribble. Now Schaefer on the baseline. Gets by Ganey. Reverse layup for two. And Lincoln up 7-3. Huron hit that early three. Now a 7-0 lead, or 7-0 run by Lincoln. Elwine in the backcourt. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass Porish. Go left side. Moding wants three off the left wing. That's off the mark. Rebound for Lincoln. Lincoln up 7-3. Flip it in the corner to Moore, up top Schaefer. Schaefer into the paint, shoots over Ganey, got it again. Tate Schaefer was seven here in the first two-plus minutes, foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Braxton Moore, first of the game. Schaefer has 7 points, 3 of 4 shooting to start the game, and a 9-0 run by Lincoln. They lead 9-3, 5:43 to go, first quarter. Huron's got to adjust. Lincoln will keep the pressure on all the time. Well, that time they don't. Love comes in the backcourt. Here's Ganey. There's Elwine. Three off the left wing. No good. One shot and out. The rebound by Braxton Moore here on 1 of 3 from the field. Drive by Noel. Spin move off balance. They call a foul on Moding, and it almost looked like there wasn't much contact there. But they call the whistle it. And two free throws coming up for Edison Noel. Moding with his first foul, first team on Huron, and two shots for Edison Noel, 6 foot junior. Free throw is no good. 9-3 lead for Lincoln. with just over 2.5 minutes gone here in the first quarter. One more shot for Noel. Got that one, and it's 10-3 Lincoln, 10-0 run. Pressure, a McNeil one dribble, now Porish. Porish will get it across the timeline. Lost the ball, picked up by Noel. Flips it to Schaefer, and the layup for two. Timeout here on as Lincoln has made the plays off their defense. They lead 12-3, 5:15 to go first quarter. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the Huron timeout, Tigers inbound it in the backcourt, have Ganey, now Porish, whip it ahead to McNeil. McNeil gets it into the front court, double team, and oh, Elwine tried to get Ganey flying to the basket, but the ball deflected and stolen by Lincoln. Schaefer flips back to Noel. Now Schaefer in the corner, fakes the three, puts up the three over Elwine. No good. Long rebound comes back down to Elwine. Up ahead, McNeil into the front court, stops. Here's Elwine. Elwine leans into the paint. Back door, there's Ganey open for the reverse layup. Tried to do that last time down the floor. This time they do get the layup. 12-5, that snaps the 12-0 run by Lincoln. Into the front court, Jack Smith breaks the Huron pressure. Straight man by Huron. Open three for Moore is no good. And the rebound, Porish. Left side, Elwine watching Ganey. Top of the key, Porish. Anderson flips back to Ganey. Ganey hands it off, Moting on the right wing. Gavin starts to drive on Schaefer. Kick out Ganey on the left wing. Again, backs out. Baseline, they get underneath to McNeil, got inside of Moore somehow. Tough shot, but McNeil got it. He's got five, 12-7 here. I'm back within five. Quickly into the front court, Smith. Now Moore, top of the key, gives it back to Noel and Lincoln into the half court offense. Come off to the right, hand off Jack Smith. Bounce pass Moore, now top of the key again, Smith. Smith gets a screen, dribbles to the right. Tries to go back door, not there. Kick it back out, Crow. Way outside, baseline, nice catch over there by Moore. It's 5 seconds on the shot clock, and Lincoln throws it away. They're running their motion. Didn't really look like they're trying to set up anything on offense. Cross-court pass went behind Noel. And Huron gets it off the turnover. New players into the game for Lincoln. Sam Erickson, Isaac Jarovsky into the game, and also in is Sam DeGroat, a 6'5 sophomore. So three fresh bodies on the floor for the Patriots. Huron within five with the ball. Elwine, top of the key. Anderson Porish, left side. Porish, couple of dribbles. Ganey gives to Elwine. Quick release three. Airballed it. And the rebound for Huron, but Huron steals it. And Porish able to get the putback, stolen by Moting. Then he waited for some help. Porish hit the free throw line jumper. Huron within three, 12-9. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Nearly a 10-second count on Lincoln. They do get it across. Now set it up with Erickson. Come left side. Here's Crow on the drive, cut off by a double team. Cross court right side, baseline DeGroat. Back to the right side, deep three right side, in and out, and Porish bowls his way in for the rebound. Here on down three with the ball, 2:34 to go, first quarter. Porish has McNeil, takes the three left wing. That one's short, and the rebound for Crow. Lincoln into the front court. DeGroat cut off by McNeil. Open three for Crow, no good. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by who will stay with Lincoln. Huron subs in for the first time. Colton Ogle in for McNeil. Back in for Lincoln is Edison Nolan. In for the first time, Luke Krimpkes. Inbounds for Lincoln on the baseline. Get it into DeGroat on the baseline. Lob it back up top. Cross court comes to Jabrowski. Noel will feed it in. Low post. Krimke's kick out. And good ball movement. Drive to the paint. Floater blocked by Elwine. Lincoln still controls it as going in was Jabrowski. Here's the drive by Noel. Got by Ogle and got the reverse layup to goal. First bucket in a while for Lincoln. Now they're up 14-9. Minute 48 to go, first quarter. Porish drive, scoop shot for two. Goes right down the middle of the lane. Porish answers for Huron. Back to a three-point game, 14-11 Lincoln. Minute 38 to go, first quarter. Lincoln gets it set up, dribbles off to the left, hands off to DeGroat. Now back in the corner, Jabrowski. Top of the key, it's Noel. Go on the baseline, or on the block to Krimke's. Little jump hook in traffic, no good. Elwine has the board. Elwine will push into the front court. Go against Krimke's to the block, to the hoop, off glass for two, attacking the basket. First bucket for Elwine, and Huron has the lead back, or has a cut to one, 14-13 Lincoln. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Noel into the front court, DeGroat ball slap, but gets control of it. Back up top, fake by Jabrowski, wanted the three, couldn't get it off. Here's Noel, goes inside Krimke's against Elwine, has to kick it out, wide open three, Noel got it. Good ball movement, just kept it moving till somebody had the open look. Noel now with 6 points. The lead 17-13, Lincoln. 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure. Ganey into the front court. Has Porish in the corner. Moding, touch pass, Ogle. Ogle, free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound for Lincoln. Shot clock off. 20 seconds to go. First quarter. Lincoln looks like they want to hold it for one. Dribbling it out front. Jabrowski. Hands off to Erickson. Lost the ball. Ganey with the steal down the floor. And Elwine fouled going up to the hoop. Ganey with the defensive play. And Blake Elwine will get two free throws. 7.7 to go here in the first quarter. Elwine with 2 points in the game. Not sure who the foul is on for Lincoln. They don't put player and foul up on their scoreboard. First free throw good for Elwine. The foul was on DeGroat, his first second team. 17-14 Lincoln with a free throw pending for Elwine. Again, 7.7 seconds to go. First quarter, McNeil is back in for Huron. Second free throw, no good. DeGroat has the rebound. Left side, here comes Noel. 4-3, Noel drives, attacks the basket. Scoop, no good. Ogle with the rebound. We played one. Lincoln 17, Huron 14. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
One quarter, a lot of up and down action. Lincoln 17, Huron 14. Shooting in the first quarter, Lincoln 7 of 15. They started strong and then had to have that percentage go down some the final couple minutes. Huron 6 of 11. Few too many turnovers, though, for Huron. Start the second quarter, get it to Crow on the baseline, whips it out. In the corner, open three for Noel, in and out. Rebound underneath for Smith. He'll get it back outside to Crow. Crow backs his way in on Moding, and a blocking call going to go on Moding. Nothing more than trying to draw a charge there. Moding will pick up, though, his second foul. And Lincoln will run the out of bounds on the baseline. Gainey in, moting out for Huron. Carson Evans, by the way, into the game to start the second quarter for Huron. We're just underway in the second. 17-14, Lincoln leads. They have the ball. Lob comes all the way out. Evans almost got a steal off of it. Knoll gets it back up top. Crow. Crow goes right by Evans, puts the scoop up, no good. And then Crow going to run over McNeil, who got the rebound. Good sportsmanship as Crow helps McNeil up. Colt McNeil's had a nice first half, gets the defensive rebound there, shortest guy on the floor, ball deflected out of bounds, and oh, they give it to Lincoln. Couldn't tell from here. The ball was inbounded to Gainey, I believe, and then slapped away by a Lincoln player, but they said last touch by Huron. Not much protest from the Huron bench, and it was right in front of the bench. Lincoln looking to inbound, lob it all the way out to Braxton Moore. Top of the key, Schaefer. Lincoln works the perimeter. Crow top of the key. Dump it into Crow again against Porish. A little off-balance shot in traffic. No good. Elwine with the board. Elwine in the backcourt. Double-teamed. Finally gets it off to McNeil. McNeil now double-teamed. Got to get rid of it up ahead. And we have a timeout here on as it was just about a 10-second violation. So timeout. Huron, 30-second break, 7:05 to go, first half, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
We'll count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
7:05 to go, first half. Lincoln 17, Huron 14. Lincoln has three shots at the bucket. Hasn't made any here in the second quarter. Huron hasn't gotten into the front court yet. Porish, ball deflected. Get it back to Gainey. Again, got to hurry. Finally get it up court, but the ball stripped away from Elwine. But then Elwine slaps it back, and Evans picks it up. Left side, here's the drive of McNeil, cut off by the double team. Tried to slip it back out, threw it away. Steal by Jack Smith. Into the front court, Schaefer. Left side gets a screen. Crow up at the top of the key. Again, running that offense fast. Crow goes underneath. Somehow got that through to Smith for the layup. Huron had two guys there. Somebody should have got it. Long pass off the hands of Gainey, and he will save it in, but save it right into Moore. The press continues to give the Huron Tigers problems. Wide open three. Knoll on the right wing is good. Edison Knoll with the three ball. He's got 9 points. And just like that, Lincoln up 8, 22-14. Ball deflected out of bounds by Lincoln with the pressure. Moting going to come back into the game, and he will replace Gainey. When Huron's been able to handle the pressure, they've been able to get some things done. When they haven't, well, Lincoln's scored five unanswered. They lead 22-14, early second quarter, 6 minutes to go in the first half. Porish, McNeil into the front court. Back up top, Porish starts the drive. Tries to feed it out, ball on the floor, saved by McNeil. Porish steps back, opens up a 15-footer, is short, ball tipped up. Evans controls, three at the key for McNeil, no good. And Moore has the rebound. Down the floor, and Porish with the steal, lobs up ahead to Moting. He's one-on-one with Moore, takes it in, misses it. Tried to draw contact, didn't get it, and back comes Lincoln. Schaefer behind the back has to back it out against Porish. Crow a wide open three, got it. The big man, Gary Crow, it's a three, and Lincoln up 11, 25-14, equals their biggest lead of the game. They've had an 8-0 run here to start the second quarter. Porish, top of the key, has Evans. Reverse it in the corner. Moting will drive. Gets Crow up in the air to the hoop. Crow still able to block it. Huron 0-for-4 from the field. Lincoln looking to extend the lead. Huron getting good looks and just not getting shots to drop again. Smith has the ball in the corner. Left side, Moore. Crow at the top of the key. Cut off by Elwine. Schaefer gets a screen. Backs it out. Left side, they're trying to post up Crow. They get it at the block, double teamed. Ball slapped away by Evans, and Huron with the steal. Elwine will look ahead, bounce pass to Evans on the baseline. He's double teamed. Evans now needs some help. Finally, McNeil comes. McNeil goes to the hoop, hard to the glass for two. McNeil was seven. First bucket of the second quarter for Huron comes at 4:20 to go in the first half. Lincoln's lead at 9, 25-16. Huron been playing catch-up the entire first half. Right side, it's Smith with the ball deep on the right wing. Schaefer at the top of the key, reverse left side. Knoll, another three, that one too strong, long rebound, and Moting has it on the run. Moting come up the left side, goes with the reverse scoop. Oh, wouldn't get it to go, but he will go to the line for two. Boy, a great job of Moting. He went between a double team, got the scoop shot up. Would have counted had it went. Two shots coming up for Moting. Foul is on Moore, I believe. That'd be his second. Second team foul on Lincoln. Free throw for Moting is good. Moting with his first point. Six new players in the game, three on each side for Huron. Colton Ockel, C.J. Ganey back into the game. Holden Hagen for the first time. For Sioux Falls, Lincoln DeGroat back into the game along with Jarobski, and I presume the third one was Sam Erickson. It is. One more shot for Gavin Moting. Rolls it in. Huron scored the last 4 points, back within seven, 25-18. Pressure in the backcourt by Huron. Noel going to bring it up with Moting watching him. Now here comes the double team. They'll get it up ahead. Crow almost went back, went over and back, but then they get the half-court pass down the floor to DeGroat. Was a great job by Crow to keep those toes off the center line. That would have been over and back had he had about another 2 inches there. Ganey bounce pass Elwine up the left side of the floor. Blake step back three, forced it, no good. Oh no, got it to go. Shooter's roll, not sure how that went in for Blake Elwine. It did. 27-21, Huron back within six. DeGroat on the drive, a blocking call. Going to go, I believe, on Holden Hague. Lincoln playing very fast right now, and that's something that would favor them. Hague with his first foul, second team on Huron. Lincoln will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. 3:16 to go in the first half. Lincoln 27, Huron 21. Inbounds comes out to DeGroat near the timeline. Dribbles off to the ref, Jarobski. Jarobski guarded by Hague. A little weave out there, Knoll. He'll start the drive to the block. Shoot over Hague. Got it. Edison Knoll having a nice first half. He's got 11 to lead all scorers. 29-21 to lead back at 8. Near steal, McNeil will push it into the front court. Still on the drive, Colton all the way in for the layup. Nobody ever got in front of McNeil. He's got 9 to lead Huron in the first half, 29-23. Full court pressure, and oh, they somehow get it to the floor. DeGroat gets stripped, and two shots coming up for DeGroat. Huron trying to force some long passes. They're getting it, but they're just a hair late making the intercept. But we will get two free throws here for Sam DeGroat. Lincoln doing a good job of breaking the Huron press and getting easy baskets. DeGroat, free throw is good. He's got three all here in the second quarter. Lead back at 7, 30-23. Lincoln, Porish in, Moting out for Huron. One more shot for DeGroat, 2:39 to go in the first half. And both free throws good, and Lincoln wants a timeout. 31-23, Lincoln up 8, 2:39 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
2:39 to go in the first half. 30-second timeout by Coach Halseth and the Patriots. Inbounds, Ganey will bring it up. Be checked there by Knoll. Ganey into the front court off the right side. Cross court, Elwine, top of the key. DeGroat stays with him. Elwine again backs it out. Blake trying to drive. Now hesitates, goes with the scoop. Got it, counted, he's fouled. Huron's at their best when they've been attacking the basket. It's been mainly McNeil and Elwine. Elwine falling down was able to flick it up with the scoop, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Elwine with 8 points. Free throw is good. Huron back within five, 31-26. Got to start getting some defensive stops, however. That foul was on Erickson, by the way. Again, Huron showing some pressure in the backcourt. Hook the pass, Schaefer. Left side, Erickson. Now Schaefer, and Huron backs off. Lincoln into the front court. Huron looks like doing a little zone here on this possession. 2:08 to go in the first half. Schaefer, right side, gets around Haig, baseline, and threw it away. Tried to hit the guy in the corner, picked off by Elwine. Elwine has it slapped away. Out of bounds, will stay with Huron. Back into the game for Sioux Falls Lincoln is Braxton Moore as DeGroat comes off the floor. They're on a run the out-of-bounds play on their baseline. I really can't see the inbounder, which is Elwine. Elwine got to get rid of it all the way outside. Nice catch by Haig. Haig will drive the paint. He'll lean in, have it blocked, and picked out of there by Lincoln. Into the front court, and the ball kind of... Jarovsky let the ball play him instead of just catching it, and it went off his hands out of bounds. Turnover back to the Huron Tigers. Carson Evans will check in for Holden Haig for Huron. I believe Smith just came back in for Sioux Falls Lincoln. Minute 48 to go, first half. Huron down 5. They've been down by as many as 11. It's 31-26 Lincoln. Again, working against the pressure, Porish has Crow on him, takes a couple dribbles. Now McNeil will hurry and get it across the timeline. Long 3-4, Ganey is good. Ganey hits a deep three. Huron back within two, 31-29. Huron keeps playing catch-up ball into the front court. Moore, cross court. Oh, just got it to Schaefer. Long three, no good. Rebound, Crow took it away from Porish, and Lincoln will get another chance. Back it out. Now give it to Moore. Moore wants to drive in the corner. Long three. Jarovsky no good. Erickson, excuse me. And Porish with the rebound. Ganey in the front court. Up top, Elwine. Elwine step back three. No good. Rebound for Sam Erickson. 52 seconds to go. First half. Lob goes into Crow. Low post. Back door. Smith swatted by Elwine. Swatted out of bounds will still be Lincoln ball possession. Ogle will check in for Huron and replaces McNeil. 46 seconds to go, first half. Huron's cut the lead to 2. Lincoln, though, with the ball. Knoll on the left wing, double-teamed. Trying to go to Crow, not there. Back up top, Moore. Left side, Knoll. Plays some catch on the perimeter. Schaefer leans in on Ganey. Shoots over Ganey. Tough shot. Schaefer able to get it. He's in double figures with 11. Lincoln up 4, 33-29. Break the press. Bounce pass, and Evans can't haul it in. Oh, Huron finally broke the press. Had a 2-on-2. Bounce pass from Ganey, and Evans could not get the handle on the ball. Turn it back over to Lincoln. Shot clock off. 24 seconds to go. First half. Huron showing pressure in the backcourt. Smith, double team. Foul going to go on Ogle. Ogle tried to jump him and steal it away. Ogle with his first. Fourth team foul on Huron. Next one would give Lincoln the free throws. We're down to 15 seconds to go in a very fast-paced first half. Moore gets it in the backcourt. Knoll and Lincoln will set it up for one shot. Knoll against Ogle. Hands it off to Smith way up top. Feed in the middle. Nice little roller is blocked again by Elwine. Tapped out of bounds. Huron ball. Lincoln let it go out. They thought it was last touched by Huron, but it was last touched by Lincoln. Huron 4.1 seconds to go the length of the floor and get a shot off. Elwine will get it in the middle to Ogle. Now Elwine, 3-2, and Elwine will just toss it into the front court. He thought he was fouled, but wouldn't have been a free throw anyway. At the half, it's Lincoln 33, Huron 29. Timeout 2 minutes, then back with our halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
FNBO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime at the Sioux Falls Lincoln Gym. Lincoln led most of the first half. Huron just had one lead, 3-0 and 3-2, I guess two leads officially. And after that, they've been in catch-up, have trailed by 11 a couple of different times. Currently down 4 here at the half. We'll get to the stats coming up. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Girls AA, two finals. O'Gorman rolled over Washington, 50-31. Peer defeated Class A Lakota Tech, 65-34. Looking at the boys scoreboard, early second quarter, Roosevelt 17, Jefferson 15. Halftime, Aberdeen leads T area 27-20. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, here at the half, 33-29, Lincoln leads. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, run down the stats on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you.
See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Halftime and Lincoln leading Huron 33-29. Lincoln led by as many as 11. There might have even been a 12-point lead in there. Huron led 3-0 and 3-2. And other than that, they've been in catch-up mode. They hit a 3 to open up the game. And then Lincoln, I think it was an 11-0 run before Huron scored again. But Huron in striking distance here at the half, 33-29. For Lincoln, 11 points apiece. Edison Nolan, Tate Schaefer. Schaefer got off to a hot start. 5 points, Gary Crow. 4 points, Sam DeGrode off the bench. 2 points, Jack Smith. For the Huron Tigers, 9 points apiece. Colt McNeil and Blake Elwine. 5 for C.J. Ganey. 4 for Anderson Porish. And 2 for Gavin Moding. Shooting in the first half, Huron 11 of 22, 50%. But Huron struggled with turnovers, and those turnovers kind of came in bunches. That's when Lincoln was able to build their leads. Lincoln got off 7 more shots, 13 of 29 from the field. Lincoln was 3 of 4 from the free throw line, and Huron was 4 of 5. So it just seems like there's two different games going here. When Huron turns the ball over against the Lincoln press, Lincoln comes down and scores and builds the lead. When Huron handles the press and get in a half-court game, Huron's been able to attack the basket consistently and get to the rim. So when Huron doesn't turn the ball over, Huron's had a pretty decent night. Unfortunately, as I said, those turnovers have been in bunches and have allowed to O'Gorman to score points in a hurry on a few different stretches here in the game. Halftime again, 33-29, Lincoln leading Huron. Timeout 2 minutes. We'll get set for the second half here from Lincoln on Dakota Sports.
I'm truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule.
The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Ready to go with the second half. Again, I'm Jeff Duffy here on Tiger 95, here on Tiger Boys Basketball Tonight. Makeup game originally scheduled for January 12th. The girls' game scheduled for that night won't be played for another 3 weeks on Thursday, February 15th in Huron. Tomorrow night, it's wrestling. Huron Tigers hosting Pierre. Starts at 6 o'clock, 5:40 pre-match tomorrow night here on Tiger 95. Next week, home and away with Sioux Falls Roosevelt Tuesday. Girls on the road on KOKK, boys at home here on Tiger 95. Doubleheaders next weekend, Friday night at Spearfish, Saturday afternoon at Sturgis. So afternoon or West River Mountain Time Zone basketball coming up next weekend here on Tiger. Huron will have possession here to start the second half. And Huron hasn't led since the early minute or so of the ball game. But Lincoln had chances to really break the thing open, and Huron didn't allow him to do it. And Huron Ganey with the ball as we begin play second half. Starters on the floor both ways. Lincoln comes out in a zone, it looks like, to start the second half. Elwine out on the right wing. Have Ganey on the block. Kick back out. Nice catch. McNeil now moting left wing. I take that back. It is a man defense, it looks like. Up top, it's Moting. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Elwine, a deep three, in and out. Rebound for Lincoln. Schaefer with the board, and Huron had a decent look. Could not get it to drop. Now Lincoln with the ball for the first time here in the second half. Knoll up top, Moore. Reverse it left side, Smith. Feed it in, low post, Crow. Quick shot over Elwine, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and they're going to leave it with Lincoln. Well, I will say that it was probably last touch by Elwine. If you're going to let Crow do that, you need to call a foul on him because he basically just went right through Elwine trying to get the ball. So Lincoln catches a break here. Pass comes way outside to Knoll. They'll work it up top, left side Smith. Schaefer wants to drive. Nice crossover. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound underneath Smith. Kicks it out and stolen by Moting. Nice play by Gavin. And ball up ahead, and a kick going to go on Schaefer, which was a good thing. Otherwise, Huron would have turned it over. Full court pressure, and this is the test for Huron. When Huron is able to break the Lincoln pressure, they can usually get some things going in offense. McNeil starts, now stops, still in the backcourt. Now Porish. Porish, and we have another timeout Huron. That's the second timeout from breaking the press. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Inbounds, Huron gets it across the timeline. McNeil off to the left side, flips it back to Elwine. Blake bounce pass Ganey at the top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock, got to go. Left side, McNeil has Schaefer on him. 5-4. McNeil will drive, put up the off glass. Too strong, but a foul going to go on Lincoln. Colt McNeil to the line for two. Foul is on Moore, I believe. That'd be number three on him. It is. Third foul on Moore. First foul on either team here in the third quarter. Colt McNeil will get two shots. Shot clock was running down. McNeil just knew he had to go to the basket. Free throw is good. McNeil in double figures with 10. DeGroat back into the game as Moore comes off for Lincoln. One more shot for junior Colt McNeil. Got them both. He's got 11. And Huron within two, 33-31. Pressure by Huron. Lob pass, DeGroat. Oh, nice catch by DeGroat. Missed the layup. And a rebound by Elwine. Elwine long pass, and that's going to be picked off by Schaefer. Back comes Lincoln in the front court. Noel on the drive underneath the basket. Too far underneath. Ball squirts out and going to be picked up by Moding. Bodies all over the floor. Moding down the floor. Stops. Kick out. Ganey for three. Huron leads. Ganey drains the three. Huron with the lead for the first time since early in the game. It's 34-33 Tigers. In the backcourt, and there's a reach by Ganey. That was an easy call for the official. First on C.J. Ganey. And Lincoln will inbound. 34-33, Huron on top. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Schaefer into the front court, being watched by Moding. Hands it off up top, Noel. Noel gets a screen. He wants to drive to the block. Cut off by the double team. Lobs in the middle. Threw it away. Wanted to grow, but threw it right to Elwine. Steal for Huron. Elwine into the front court. Dribbles down to the right wing. Still on the dribble. DeGroat on him. Porish on the baseline. Anderson. Drop step. Now he'll take a deep three. Got it. Rainbow three. Anderson Porish. Huron up 37-33. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Huron showing the pressure. Pass in the middle, Smith. Crow going to drive. Has a lane. Tries to feed it back. Got it to Smith. Hard to the hoop. Missed it. And Elwine with the board. Elwine will look to push in the middle. Threw it real hard to McNeil about 5 feet away. McNeil did catch it. McNeil flips back to Ganey around the perimeter. Now Moding at the key against Schaefer. Left side. Another three for Porich. That one's short. And Smith has the board. Lincoln up ahead. DeGroat in the front court. Has a man to the right. Couldn't get it to Crow. DeGroat now dumps it inside to Crow at the block against Elwine. Fakes. Puts it up over Elwine. Tough shot. No good. But gets his own rebound. Outside three is good. Schaefer with the answer for Lincoln. First bucket of the second half for Lincoln. And it's a one-point game again, 37-36 here on timeout. Lincoln will take a break, 30 on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Lincoln, Huron 37, Lincoln 36, 4:10 to go, third quarter. Didn't even notice that. Huron started that third quarter on an 8-0 run. It just took a little while to get going. Pressure by Lincoln, Elwine in the backcourt. Now McNeil, gotta hurry. McNeil still holding the ball, and there's the 10-second count. Huron's already used three timeouts. At some point, you gotta start advancing the ball up the floor. The pressure, again, when Huron handles the pressure, they're able to get things done on offense. But when they don't, Lincoln usually gets a pretty decent shot off. In this case, they just forced the turnover. Crow wants to drive on Elwine. Stops, takes an 18-footer. No good. Moding steps in for the rebound. Moding into the front court. Flips back Elwine. Left wing. Shovels it across to Ganey. Ganey pulls up. 17-footer. Got it. Tough shot. Ganey with the bucket. He's in double figures with 10. You're on up 3. 39-36. 3:36 to go. Third quarter. Lob in the middle. Smith caught it. Feeds in the corner. DeGroat to deep three. No good. Rebound Crow and Elwine going after it here on ball. Lincoln struggling to shoot the ball here in the third quarter. I have Lincoln 1 of 8 from the field. And here on a three-point lead, 39-36. Carson Evans in for the first time in the second half. McNeil comes off for the Huron Tigers. In the backcourt, it's Porish. Now Elwine. Elwine will bring the ball up. Schaefer will pick him up across the timeline. Elwine, a little hesitation, pulls up 17-footer way off the mark. Rebound Lincoln. Up ahead into the front court. Jarovsky back into the game. Now Schaefer. Schaefer spots up the three. No good. Rebound tipped out. And going to be controlled by Jabrowski. And then, oh, a foul. Late whistle. Foul going to go on Elwine. The whistle came late, but it was a foul as Elwine definitely hooked Schaefer trying to get the steal. Blake Elwine picks up his second foul. And Lincoln will inbound it in the front court. Team foul number 2 on Huron. We're inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron up 3, Lincoln with the ball. Top of the key. Erickson, here's the lob. Erickson baseline, kicks it back out. Jabrowski, Schaefer left side. Here's the cut, Crow, and there's going to be a push on Elwine. Elwine was a step late defensively there, and it cost him. He picks up his third foul. In the mistake Blake made, he just let Crow get ahead of him on the cut to the basket, and Blake came in with the hand check right now. Elwine going to stay on the court with that third foul. I see Coach Noyes talking to Bud about that potential foul problem. Lincoln on the inbounds on the baseline. Lob comes all the way out. Crow, a nice catch. Kept his feet in the front court. Whips the pass right side, Jabrowski. Up top now, Erickson. Erickson leans in, flips back. Baseline jumper for Knoll is good. Edison Knoll, his first bucket of the second half. He's got 13. 1 point game, 39-38 here on Elwine. Lobs ahead. Evans going to the hoop. Had the ball stripped away. Good hustle back defensively by Knoll. DeGroat was in the neighborhood as well. Huron will have the inbounds on the baseline, and now Elwine will come out with 2:19 to go in the third quarter. McNeil in, so Huron swaps about 10 inches, loses about 10 inches in height on that exchange. McNeil in the corner, Porish left wing, Anderson drives, really being leaned on by DeGroat, turns, shoots, rolls it in. Good body control by Porish, he's got 9. Balanced scoring for Huron, Huron back up 3. Double team, Lincoln breaks in the front court, Erickson, Crow, almost traveled. Back off to the right side, Erickson, lob it to Crow, high post, knocked away by Evans. Long three by Erickson is good, his first bucket, deep three. He nailed it, and we're tied at 41. Minute 44 to go, third quarter. Porish in the front court. On the drive, leans in, lost it as Crow got in front of him, and Huron turns it over. And Lincoln a chance to regain the lead. Crow in the front court now slows it up. The right side, Erickson drives to the rim, banks it in for 2. Last 5 points for Sam Erickson, and Lincoln regains the lead at 43-41. Minute 19 to go, third quarter. Ganey in the front court, wraparound pass. Evans has trouble handling it. Does get it back to Moding, and then Moding throws it away. Over and back into the call on Huron. And Lincoln, now they're the team on the roll as they're up 2 with the ball. Minute 8 to go in the third quarter. Haig going to check in for Evans. Krimpke's back into the game for Sioux Falls Lincoln. Jack Smith back in as well. Minute 8 to go, third quarter. Inbounds Knoll, he's got Moding on him. Right side Erickson against Ganey. Flip it back to Groat, deep on the left elbow, and He stepped out of bounds, well defended by Ganey, right in front of the Lincoln bench, and Lincoln arguing that it should have been a foul on Ganey. You can make the case for it. I see Erickson went over and told Coach Alseth, just get back on the bench. So Huron forces the turnover. Inbounding it against the pressure. Ganey in the corner, lobs in the middle, McNeil. McNeil triple teamed and fouled. I think Smith hacked him on the arm. Halseth not happy at the last two whistles. First foul on Smith, I believe. Team foul number two on Lincoln. Huron's had three. 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Lincoln up 43-41. Inbounds McNeil, trying to bring it up against Knoll. Spins, now gets it across the timeline. Here comes the double team. Lob to Ganey, takes the three, left wing, short. Again, a quick shot and out for Huron. Rebound Lincoln with 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lincoln up two with the ball. Here's the drive, kick out. DeGroat, wide open three in the corner, no good. Porish able to grab the rebound. Ganey on the move, up the floor, shot clock off. McNeil fakes, kicks back to Haig. Now flips back to Moating. Moating has a lane, got hacked going to the hoop. Two shots coming up as I believe that was Krempke's that came across. Gavin Moating just saw a gap and he blasted to the hoop. He'll get two free throws here. Krempke's, I believe, with the foul. That'll be his first. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Two shots for senior Gavin Moating. First one is good. He's got 3 points, all from the free throw line. Tate Schaefer back in, replacing Krempke's for Lincoln. Colton Ogle going to check in for Haig. One more shot now for Gavin Moating. Second shot is in and out, no good. Rebound Schaefer, Lincoln a chance here. With 12 seconds to go, third quarter, they're up by one. Knoll gets it across the timeline, hands it off to Smith, 6-5. Lob to Schaefer, kick back, open three, back of the rim, no good, tipped out. McNeil has it, and that will end the third quarter. Erickson missed on the three, we head to the fourth. Lincoln 43, Huron 42. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Start of the fourth quarter, Lincoln possession. Knoll gives way to Moore. Now Schaefer up top. Lincoln sets it up in their half-court offense. Lincoln up one with the ball. Moore way outside against Moating. In the corner, Knoll looking inside to Crow. Elwine is back in with those three fouls. Drive, kick out three for Schaefer, no good. And Moating up high with the rebound. He wants to push up the floor as Porish touch pass deflected out of bounds by Schaefer. Lincoln hustling back on defense to break up Huron's transition game, but Huron will inbound it on the baseline far into the floor from me. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. 1 point game. Lincoln up 43-42. Porish bobbles the ball, gets control of it in the corner, dribbles out of it, bounce pass baseline. Ogle into the paint, 5-footer short. Oh, such a good look. Did not go. Rebound Lincoln. Into the front court. It's Knoll coming off the right side. Crow gives back to Noel, still out on the perimeter. Schaefer looking inside, the ball a little high for Crow, but he gets control of it in the corner. Three for Moore is good. Braxton Moore, his first bucket of the game, and Lincoln goes up 4, 46-42. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Huron needs a basket. Porish lob it to Ganey outside, fakes pass left, now on the dribble. There's Elwine, he'll drive, can't get a shot off. Waiting for some movement, flips it back to Porish. Porish has a lane, goes in on Crow, missed it, comes down with his own rebound, can't get it again, third try, up and in. Porish just stayed with it, gets the bucket against Crow. 2-point game, 46-44 Lincoln, 6:23 to go in the game. Moore into the front court, flips it back to Noel. Third quarter shooting, Lincoln 4 of 14, Huron 4 of 8. Schaefer looked like a travel. He'll shoot the three, no good, and Ogle up high with the rebound. Ogle starts to move, bounce pass Moting. He's double-teamed in the corner, and timeout. Yep, Huron timeout. That's Huron's only going to have one timeout remaining here for the rest of the game. Timeout Huron, 6 minutes to go in the game. And Lincoln up 2, 46-44. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
In 30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We're back off the timeout. Ball deflected in the corner. Three for Ogle is too strong, and Smith there with the rebound. Slow start here in the fourth quarter for Huron. Lincoln up two with the ball. 5:44 to go in the game. 1 minute after 8 o'clock. KIJV, MFM Huron. Steal by Huron. The ball deflected by Ganey. He saves it in to Porish, and Huron gets the ball back. Elwine on the drive against Moore. A lot of contact. Finally, the foul comes against Moore. Moore picks up his fourth foul, and Blake Elwine at the line to shoot two. Elwine, with 9 points, has not scored in the second half, has had some foul trouble here in the fourth, in the second half. Free throw, Elwine is good. Elwine with 10. Four of the five starters are in double figures now for Huron. Again, balanced scoring. And Elwine, one free throw away from tying it with 5:29 to go in the game. McNeil is back in for Ogle for Huron. Second free throw, good. We're tied. 46-46, 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Schaefer, lob pass, gets the ball up ahead to a Noel into the front court. Smith, they leave him alone. Now he'll drive in, shoot over Porish, no good. Elwine has the rebound. You're on a chance to regain the lead here in the fourth quarter. McNeil has the ball battered away. Smith with the steal. Down the floor, Smith will lean in and get fouled by McNeil. Two free throws coming up for Jack Smith. Smith with a nice defensive play, and then, well, I'm just going to make you guard me. McNeil picks up his first team on Huron here in the fourth quarter. And Jack Smith to shoot two. He's got one bucket in the game back in the second quarter. First free throw, no good. We're still tied at 46 with 5:04 to go in the game. Again, this could come into play down the end. Huron has one timeout remaining. Lincoln has three. Second free throw for Smith is good, and Lincoln gets the lead back at 47-46. Jarovsky back into the game, replacing Smith for Lincoln as the Patriots set up their full court pressure. Elwine looking to inbound, gets it to Ganey in the corner. Now Elwine, bounce pass up ahead, Moting on the move. He'll slow it up. Moting to the free throw line, gets it back out to Elwine. Blake, couple of dribbles, crawl out on him. Double team, bounce pass, nice catch by Ganey, almost ran away from it. Flip back to Moting. Moting, top of the key, Gavin, corner of the lane, outside three for Ganey is no good. And Crow there with the rebound. Open look at the three, but was short. Up the floor, Crow breaks the press into the front court with Ganey on him. Ball deflected and off the foot of Crow. Lincoln did not like that call either. I couldn't tell. It definitely came off somebody's foot, which whose, I don't know. But hey, Huron will take the break, take the call. It'll be Tiger possession with 4:29 to go in the game. 47-46 Lincoln. Krempkes will check in for Crow. And Lincoln will set up the full court pressure with McNeil inbounding it in front of the Lincoln bench. Moting in the backcourt. Starts the dribble. He's into the front court. Gets away from Knoll. Tried the back door. Not there for Ganey. Handed off to McNeil in the corner up top. Ganey, another open look at three. Got it! Ganey drains a three, and Huron goes up by two. 49-47 as we near 4 minutes to go in the game. Lob pass. Lincoln breaks the press in the front court. Drive by Erickson back up top. Now it's Knoll, left or right side in the corner, Jabrowski. Krempkes comes back to Grote. In the corner, here they go into Krempkes, low post against Elwine. Spins underneath the basket, a little scoop shot, no good. Rebound by Ganey. Here on up two with the ball, 3:39 to go in the game. Elwine off to the right, now drives, hesitates, goes by the double team, but missed the layup. Rebound Elwine, and he's going to be fouled on the putback. Not sure how Blake missed that layup, but hey, give him credit, he stayed with it, grabbed the board, and gets fouled on the putback. Foul will be on DeGrote, I believe. That is his second, Elwine to shoot two. First free throw is good. Hit the front of the rim, fell through. Elwine with 12 points in the ball game. Second free throw for Elwine, no good. The lead 50-47. Huron with 3:25 to go. Knoll wants to drive. Kicks back out. DeGrote has it on the right wing. DeGrote looks right, right back to Knoll on the wing. Knoll inside, the ball knocked away. Krempke's on the floor. How's that not traveling? And we have a timeout, Lincoln. Boy, that looked like a travel because Krempke's moved his feet, but Lincoln gets the timeout. 3:11 to go in the game. Here on 50, Lincoln 47. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
3:11 to go in the game. Huron 50, Lincoln 47. Lincoln two timeouts remaining. Huron one timeout left. Been a tight game here tonight. Lincoln had a couple of 11-point leads first half. Second half has stayed tight. Lob pass comes all the way out to Moore near the timeline. Gives way to Erickson on the right side. Erickson has Moore on the right wing. Back up top. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Knoll will give it to DeGroat. Baseline goes underneath the basket and threw it away. Shot clock was running out. Porish with the steal. Up ahead, Ganey has it into the front court. Flips back to Elwine. 2:45 to go in the game. Elwine drives, stops. Takes the open 15-footer. No good. Had the open look. Did not go. Lincoln with the board. Moore into the front court, being chased by McNeil. Takes it all the way. Strip and a foul going to go on Huron. Huron had stripped Moore of the ball, and the whistle came out. Foul going to go on McNeil. Tough call against Huron there because they had the steal. Moore thinks he's going to shoot free throws. I wouldn't think that'd be in the act of shooting because he never had the ball. And it is not. Lincoln will run the out of bounds on the baseline below me. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Huron still up 3. Knoll. Right side. Schaefer against Moding. Up top. Erickson flips back to DeGroat. DeGroat. Up top, Moore, swing it left side. Here's Schaefer, step back three over Elwine, no good. Offensive rebound, though, DeGroat, he's double team, gets rid of it. Here's the drive, Moore, kick out to Schaefer. Knoll will drive, has a wide open layup, missed it. Elwine went up and made him change the shot. Long pass down the floor, McNeil with Schaefer chasing McNeil for the layup. Huron goes up by 5, 52-47. In the corner, DeGroat wants 3. No good. Rebound, Porish took it away from McNeil. Up the floor, Moding. Moding will bring it back out as Lincoln hustle back, but a minute 39 to go, and Huron has opened up, I believe, their biggest lead of the game at 52-47. Missed layup loomed large there for Lincoln. Huron now using some shot clock. McNeil hands it off to Moding. Back up top, Ganey. 10 seconds on the shot clock. There it is. Elwine on the baseline against Moore. Spins hard to the hoop. Had the ball knocked away. Came down with it, but came in from out of bounds. Huron not happy with the no call there. And Lincoln, with a minute 13 to go, gets the ball back. Full court pressure. The noise you're hearing is coming from black and orange, not Columbia blue and red. 1 minute to go in the game. Huron up 5. Lincoln with the ball. 3-4. Erickson got it. Oh, Lincoln needed that one. Erickson delivers a huge 3. It's a 2-point game, 52-50. 49 seconds to go. McNeil into the front court. Gets it to Moding on the right wing. Baseline, it goes to Porish. A bucket would be huge here for Huron. Porish brings it back out on the perimeter. Porish drives, tries to go up, no good, and a foul going to go on Lincoln as Moding grabbed the loose ball. Shot clock off now with 31 seconds to go in the game. And it looks like Braxton Moore just fouled out of the game. Fifth foul on Moore. He leaves having scored 3 points. 31.9 seconds to go in the game. So again, the shot clock is off. Huron 52, Lincoln 50. 3 team fouls on Lincoln, so no bonus yet either. McNeil will run the out-of-bounds play for Huron. Lob it all the way out to Elwine. Knocked away and the steal. Nope, Elwine took it away from Schaefer. Huron has it. Great play by Blake Elwine. McNeil going to get fouled. Hard foul there, but Lincoln had to, and good sportsmanship. Edison Knoll helped McNeil back up. Knoll picks up his first. Next foul, I believe, will put Huron in the bonus. Yep, fourth team foul on Lincoln, so just 2 team fouls on Huron. 24 seconds left, and Bud Nagin's going to use the final timeout here. 52-50, Huron leads, 24 seconds to go. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at Lincoln, quick inbounds, and Colt McNeil is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two. McNeil has been to the free throw line once tonight, two for two. He has 13 points in the game. 22 seconds left. Here on 52, Lincoln 50. Lincoln has two timeouts remaining. Huron is now out of timeouts. Two shots for McNeil. First one is no good. The door is open for Lincoln. 1 more free throw for McNeil. 2nd shot is no good. Missed them both. Rebound Lincoln. Again, they got a timeout to use. 2-point game here on leading, and Lincoln will use their timeout right here. 17 seconds to go. Here on 52, Lincoln 50 will take a timeout of 30 seconds, 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
17 seconds left. Huron 52, Lincoln 50. Lincoln with the ball. They still have one timeout remaining. Huron has missed their last three free throws. And that has left the door open for Lincoln. So again, Alsep does have another timeout in his pocket if he needs it. Lincoln will inbound it in front of their team bench in their front court. You have options here, three or two. It doesn't matter. You just need to make a bucket. Now, Huron does have two fouls to give, and that could come into play here as well. Huron can go for a steal if they get a foul. As long as it's non-shooting, it doesn't matter. Lincoln looking to inbound, get it up top, and almost went over and back, but controlled by Erickson. Schaefer on the right side, 11, 10 seconds to go. Schaefer in the corner, back up top, it's Crow. Crow will drive, dumps it underneath to Grote, shot up, blocked by Elwine, out of bounds. Lincoln will get another chance with 3.3 to go. Blake Elwine with the blocked shot, but could not grab the loose ball. And Lincoln will get another chance, and they're going to use their final timeout here. 3.3 seconds to go. 52-50 here on timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Sioux Falls, Lincoln, I'm Jeff Duffy. We're down to the wire, 3.3 seconds left. Here on 52, Lincoln 50, both teams are out of timeouts. Lincoln will inbound it underneath their basket. And Lincoln just wants to score. They don't care three or two. They just want to score. So again, neither, both teams out of timeouts. Schaefer looks like will trigger the inbound right below me to my right. Schaefer looking to inbound, lobs it out to Noel. 2-1 and a foul on Moating, but oh, that's okay. Huron had the foul to give, and Huron's got another foul to give. Heads up play by the senior Gavin Moating, 1.2 seconds left. And Lincoln will inbound it from about the, where the hash mark used to be. Inbound for Noel. Noel looking to get it in, gets it in. There's Erickson trapped, no call. Well, if there is a foul, it's still not going to be free throws, and I think they are going to call foul, but it'll just be the fourth team foul, and the officials are going to have a discussion here. It was a trip of Sam Erickson by Elwine, so I think they want to call the foul on Elwine, but are they going to put any time on the clock? There was 1.2 seconds left when it was inbounded. And I thought we had enough action to get 1.2 seconds off the clock. So the officials are huddling to see what we're going to do here. I think it is a foul on Elwine, but again, it would not be a free throws for Erickson because it's the 14th foul. Game over! Game is over. Huron Tigers win 52-50. Not the way you would expect it to end, but after an officials huddle, Huron wins it, the final 52-50. Huron picks up a win in Sioux Falls. Huron now 7-5. Lincoln falls to 5-7. Timeout 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger postgame report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Hasn't happened often for the Tiger boys basketball team in recent years, but a win in Sioux Falls. Huron Tigers pull it out 52-50, trailed for most of the first two and a half quarters, but once they settled down and started stopped turning the ball over against the press, that's when things started to open up for the Tigers. They're able to get in their offense. They attacked the basket. Four players in double figures, just a good all-around win for the boys, especially coming off what was certainly the worst performance of the season just 48 hours ago in the loss against the Watertown Arrows. Trying to do a quick scoreboard update here. We'll talk to Coach Bud coming up, choose our first National Bank player of the game. Well, let's see. Well, they're still not updating here yet, but we'll get to that coming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Sioux Falls on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure this essential extracurricular activity continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Let's do the rundown of the scoring here as Bud Nagin's getting set to come up here. Lincoln now 5-7 on the season. Tate Schaefer with 14 points. Edison Knoll added 13, 8 points for Sam Erickson, 5 for Gary Crow, 4 for Sam DeGroat, and 3 points apiece for Jack Smith and Braxton Moore. For the Huron Tigers, now 7-5 on the season, Colt McNeil, C.J. Gainey each with 13 points, Blake Elwine with 12, Anderson Porish with 11, and Gavin Moding with 3 points to lead Huron in scoring. I had Huron shooting 18 of 42, Lincoln 19 of 52 from the field, Huron 10 of 15 from the free throw line, and Lincoln 4 of 6. Another 2 minute timeout. We'll come back and talk to Coach Bud next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course.
Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And once again, we're back here. Continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game talk with Huron Tiger coach Tim Budenhagen. Tigers pull out a 52-50 win. And coach, great effort tonight all around. It took us a little while to get the hang of their press. Once we did, it seemed like we could attack them with our offense. And really, we went to the basket, balanced scoring. A lot of things went right here, really, after the second quarter.
Yeah, they did. You know, I thought that we had the deer in the headlights syndrome. We didn't attack the press. We were just happy enough to break it. And then in the third, fourth quarter, we wanted to score off of it. And I thought that was the key to the game, like you said. The other key to the game is, you know, we put in their press last night, ran for about 15 minutes, and I'm going on the bus. Hey, you know what? We got to pick up the pace. We got to, you know, instead of playing that soft press, we got to pick up the pace. We got to make them, you know, turn the ball over. We got to make them execute so they can't just stand, you know, come down to half court, run their dribble handoff stuff, and get it to their guys. So I thought the guys did a nice job once we figured out that, okay, we got a trap. We got to get one trap right away and then one trap at half court. We still didn't get the trap after half court, so we got to continue to progress. But give the guys a lot of credit. They took a lot of adversity the last couple of days. They turned it into a positive tonight.
You know, and when you look at it, you know, we were able to attack the basket. They were not. They were really gun-shy looking for Blake and Anderson underneath. Blake had, I don't know how many block shots, some that he didn't block, he made them change there. And we kind of took away the inside tonight.
Yeah, we did. You know, 41's a really good player. 51 comes in. Kind of reminds me of that 50 from Jefferson. But we changed his shot. We pushed him off a little bit further out from the basket. And then, you know, at the end, they're looking for 3 and 5. And then we were really good at switching screens and getting out on people, knowing the situation without a timeout that, you know, when they catch it, we can foul twice before we put them to the line. And then they're always at, hey, should we foul? Yeah, we got a foul. Take some time off the clock. Now they got to inbound it again. So, again, they listened tonight. They focused. We told them 7 wins at the end of this week. We got it the hard way.
Well, the end of the game there, you know, they had the huddle there, just told both coaches to split. I figured it was a foul on Blake, but it still wasn't going to be free throws. But they said no, just buzzer went off, game over.
Yeah, we were hoping that it wasn't free throws. You know,
free throws.
So. Well, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you don't know, and that would have been 3 and one of their better shooters. But, you know, our guys talked. We weren't reactive today. We were anticipatory. We anticipated stuff. We got places on the catch. We were there. Just a whole different mindset tonight than Tuesday night.
And the first National Bank player of the game, we're going with Colton McNeil. He started. He was one of 4 players in double figures. I haven't even talked about that balance yet, but Colton, he has started on and off. We've kind of rotated that 5th spot in the starting lineup, and you know, he gives quickness. He's aggressive. He's got some grit to him. I don't know if you're expecting him to score the points he has. Double figures tonight. Had the great game against Jefferson on Saturday.
Well, you know what? He has a 5th gear, and it's all 5th. I don't know if there's any slow, but tonight, instead of getting out of control, he would jump stop, make the easy pass, he would cut to the rim, got some easy buckets, hit the 3. I know he was disappointed that he missed the 2 free throws, but he set us up before all that happened. And I just thought defensively, you know, he was all over the floor. He was begging to come out a couple times because he thought he was going to puke. So now I know he played his guts out. But like we told him, it's hard to win at the double A level. I mean, every game is hard. So you have got to spill it out every night like you did tonight, or the second half at least. And I thought he spilled them the whole night.
And we were talking before, I think this is the first time I can remember one of our boys team winning on this court. I think it opened in 08, 09, right in there. I don't think our boys have ever won on this court. And so there's a first, and also to get a road win in Sioux Falls, pretty sweet as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're 2-1 against the Sioux Falls schools right now. So we're trying to prove that we can win some big games on the road, because you just never know what's going to happen. So we got to continue to progress, continue to improve, continue to play to our standard. And I didn't think we did that Tuesday. And I know they know that we didn't do that on Tuesday. So we had something to prove tonight.
So now a couple days off here, I suppose, a couple of practices, then a pretty good Roosevelt team comes in on Tuesday.
Absolutely. It doesn't get any easier. So we're going to make sure we go back to work. Yeah, they're going to get Friday, Saturday off. They deserved it. They were good tonight. They listened. They were coachable. They executed a game plan. And if you're going to be a good team, that's what you have to do. You have to be able to execute. And I thought they did a great job.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers pull it out 52-50. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Wrap it up here from Lincoln on Dakota Sports.
Dough is a great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. SNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at snbo.com. Member FDIC.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they...